Time for the dog spot. It's a very good morning to Joe from Righteous Pups. G'day, Joe.
Good morning, Sean.
Great to see you. Is it still freezing cold outside?
It is freezing.
I've been in the warm here, so I wouldn't really know. Now, you're going to help out Nadine, who sent you an email. Her dog rolls around in the bush, I think. Now, is it called scent rolling?
It's called scent rolling, and I'm a big advocate that dogs are highly intelligent, emotional yes. beings, and then you'll get something like this that reminds you that they're also animals.
Yes.
Scent rolling is all about, for some reason, dogs like to roll in cow manure, kangaroo poo.
And good morning to our listeners having breakfast
yes,
at the moment.
Yes, good morning. Sorry about that, guys.
Yes.
All kinds of what we would perceive to be disgusting things, and they seem to get a really good kick out of it. Now, Nadine has a dog that she walks, obviously in the bush somewhere, and she lets her dog off lead to have a good run around, and sure enough, her dog can find something every time. So Nadine wants to know why, but also how she can fix it. Why? We've got lots of, science has got lots of interesting theories, and we've tried lots of interesting different stuff, but we've never quite worked out the exact reason why dogs do it. Do they do it to come back and announce to everybody, look what I found? Do they do it to hide their presence so that they can sneak up on prey? Lots of these theories have been tried and found wanting. So let's go on to how we fix the problem. Firstly, what I would do, it's a bit like when you're training a dog to track. They're experts on the way back. So what I would do is I would have my dog on lead until I've gone to my halfway point and I'm about to return. That way you've seen what's around and what's close by. And then I would practice getting the dog to come back when I call. I'd have a nice bit of cooked chicken that I've got in my little food reward pouch. And then I would call the dog. And when the dog comes over, I would mark that with what we call a marker, which for us is yes. And give the dog a treat. So what I'm building in there is if the dog sees something and I see it too, I can quickly get that dog's attention for chicken and instead of, wow, wouldn't this be fun to roll in? Also, by going halfway, I know what's in the immediate surrounding. But unfortunately, it is something that they love to do, and also lots of owners love to release their dogs off lead and give them a good run. So it's one of those things where I would build up the recall, and at the same time, I would be observing the environment. You can, if you want to, you can find something in the bush that's unpleasant and stand maybe a meter away from it with your dog on lead, and as the dog looks from the something unpleasant to you, mark it with a yes and give them a treat. So you're kind of establishing, at least check in with me before you go and roll in that unfavourable substance.
So it's like you're setting boundaries for the dog?
Exactly, setting boundaries. So what we want the dog to do is check in with us, is this okay? And of course it's never going to be okay, but that's where our chicken can cover a multitude of smells.
If they're rolling around like that in the leaves, are they doing any harm at all or not?
Look, they seem to really love it, and most owners will then immediately bath them because yep. obviously they're not going back inside. Like with anything, you can pick up microbes and unhealthy things, but it is a common thing that dogs do. They seem to really enjoy it, which is interesting because their primary sense is smell. So what we're not even half as good as what they are at scenting. So it's kind of ironic that we can't stand the smell, but they love it. So I think they're getting everything everywhere and they're putting it all over their coat. But science hasn't told us yet exactly why dogs do it.
Maybe one day we'll find out, Joe.
Yes, it's a mystery. Good luck, Nadine.
Next week, you're going to help out Bridie.
Bridie, we are. That's a special one.
We won't say too much about that, but you're going to help Bridie next week.
Absolutely.